On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's time for Chit Chat with Alicia Carey. She joins us from a coffee shop in Manhattan.
You know it. Thank you. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. We chit chat about things that are of social value. We're not. That's what we're doing today. And today we're talking about social media, how we get fixated upon it, roped into it, manipulated. But it's also a wonderful thing. So I get a little confused about it. Do you consider yourself a big social media person?
I consider myself in the middle, meaning I don't need it to breathe, but I do have my companies on social media, So I do post and I do look at it, but I'm not to the degree of where most people, I shouldn't say most people, let me take that back, where some people are, where they are completely on their phone on social media. So I would say out of 100, I'm more like a 60 or a 65. In that area, no more than 75.
Okay, now let me ask you, if you didn't have a business or you were doing something else, would social media be as significant if it wasn't a business tool as well?
For me, no, not necessarily, because I'm somewhat of a private person, so I don't have a personal social media page. And so I would not be posting, but I would be looking, and I probably wouldn't get most of my information from social media, but still obviously from the internet for the most part. But yeah, I would say then if I did not have a business on it, I would be more, you know, under the 50%.
Yes. Yes. And that's what we're talking about. You mentioned that you don't have a private social media page or Facebook or something.
No, I don't.
And that's commendable, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, because it's important, because I think when you say private, what we've done is, you see, when I was growing up, I was born in like 1827.
That's what I said, the buggy and the wheel, right?
Yes.
Fire?
Yeah, okay. Well, no, fire, not yet. That was still to come. Anyway, it was very cold.
Thank you.
And we couldn't see.
I'm here all week. Try to feel.
Okay, right. So, so we didn't, that thing. I don't even know what I was talking about.
when you were growing up, buggy in the wheel, there was no social media.
No, there wasn't social media. No, there was a thing. There was a book called 1984, I think it was. George Orwell
wrote the book. That one.
And yeah. And what the prediction was, and it was a science fiction, it wasn't really going to happen, but it was that someday that all your information will be public, it'll be out there, it'll be used against you, and you'll be manipulated, and society will change as a whole. And everybody went, this is a very entertaining story. And it actually came true. We are at a juncture where all our information is available to everybody, and that means that not everybody is a really good person that goes to church. And so now our enemy is our own people, our own society, and our own words. Yes, we're taking a platter and we're saying, here's all the everything you can know about me to manipulate me and to haunt me for the rest of my life. Here it is.
Correct, absolutely. And yes, back in the day, and I'm a student of politics, actually. Yes. That was one of my majors in college, aside from other things. But I say this to say that back in the day, in terms of politics, it was if a politician did something to the left or to the right, nobody really knew. It might have been, let's just say, buried. And it would not have been as readily available as currently it is right now. Mm-hmm. For example, I read about a Hawaiian, she is a Hawaiian representative, I think, from the House. I'm not sure for the Senate.
Yes.
But she's now currently running. The first thing that happened after she declared her candidate candidacy. Yes. Excuse me. It's Monday. I'm trying to do all the, and you, by the way, you already gave one of your college words. So I'm trying
okay,
to
do what you can.
I tried for that one, but okay. I kind of fell down on that.
Actually, it's Wednesday, but go on.
Oh, stop it. That would help. But yeah. But the moment she did that, I was watching a news feed. The first thing that they talked about was the fact that back in the day, mm-hmm. she had gone on record yes. as being against gay marriages. Correct. And I was like, but also one of the things that, which is actually true, is she changed her mind like about 10 years ago. And she, or whatever it was, she had a revelation, who knows, about 10 years ago. And then she started supporting gay marriages, right? And then she actually helped to pass bills in her state supporting
correct.
That fact.
Correct.
But, so there's two sides of the coin. But the only thing that you could hear on the round table, right. On that panel, on that cable news panel, was the fact that she had relentlessly gone after, yeah. you know, gay and lesbian marriages. Yeah. So I'm like, and that must have, and I'm sure that they were ready for that, but that's still, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. It's like, that is back to haunt you. Or look at Kevin Hart going to host the Oscars. Mm-hmm. He's cruising along fine, then he's going to host the Oscars, and then somebody pulls it out
right.
that he had this, you know, these jokes in the past, and then it was squashed. So yes, your words, not only people are using, not only is information being used or collected about us, but our own words, not just false information, but our own words are actually now coming back to haunt us. Something you yeah. said in 1990 yeah. is now relevant, can be dug up and used against you, or for you, right. or for you. But most of it's
like against. Yeah. Well, no, our society now digs up things for against, not for.
True.
That's true. And as we probably all know, Barack Obama at one point was not exactly in favor of gay marriage.
I didn't know that.
Yes, but he reversed his thoughts as well, and then you know, then here we are with his push for it. So yeah, I mean, it's okay. People can evolve.
Correct.
It's all right. But that's just. But the aspect of it all is that everything you say, everything you do, can be used against you, and
correct.
Very, very infrequently for you
in the public court of law.
Yes,
yeah,
and I say to the millennials or whatever you call whatever they are, be careful what you post now because that's on record, and when you go out to get a job. People, employers can look you up very easily on Facebook or some other social media page and see you for the jerk or the loudmouth, opinionated troublemaker that you actually are. Not a good idea.
And what's really scary is, or maybe not even scary, like here's how I see it. For me, I find a lot of smart people, or not smart people, or people that use quotes from other people, but people, when you go online, when you look at social media, and Instagram is one of my favorites, you'll see quotes, you'll see stories. I've been alerted to stories that I wasn't alerted to prior. So it does provide you some information that I find to be amazing. Sometimes I get information that shapes my day, a nice quote, a nice picture, a nice video. I also get disturbing things as well. But one of the things that I find disturbing a little bit is, like, for example, like you said, if you are dealing in a situation, for example, like a job, and they ask you, and that's why people sometimes make their page private. And that's an idea too, to make you have a private page and a public page. I don't know, maybe. But anyways, like people ask you, what's your social media? That's like on some applications, like so that employers, potential employers, can actually see who and what you're all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it even goes deeper than that. I know of someone who was looking to, who's looking to move in to share an apartment.
There you go.
And one of the first things her potential, you know, roommate said to her was, what's your social media? So they wanted to check her out before, you know, they wanted to look at her pay. So
yeah.
Everybody thinks it's a snapshot of who you are, which is really not. It's just a snapshot of a moment.
Well, you know what I mean? Well, it is. It's a moment. Yeah, you can look at people's pages clandestinely. There are ways to get into anybody's page.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Whether private or not. Or you can friend somebody using a name that is not yours, et cetera, a form of business catfishing, I suppose.
Whoa! Yeah, look at you.
Well, because you know, I don't know because I don't do it. Yeah, it's a horrendous thing. There's a lot of horrendous stuff going on. There really
do
is.
Do we want to know? Go ahead.
One of the things that upsets me the most is I will read some type of an article online, and then or a news thing, and then there'll be comments underneath. All of a sudden, the public has to comment on everything that's being reported. It's all our jobs now to say, well, this is how I feel about it. And then they have the comments, which can be quite lengthy, and they're usually quite negative.
Sometimes
they're of support, but many times one person says something negative, another person jumps on it. It's like playing telephone. When you're 10 comments down, they're commenting on something that has nothing to do with the news story that they're supposed to be commenting on.
And I thank you for bringing that up because I forgot about that. One thing that breaks my heart is the comment section.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. I'll tell you this much. I don't comment except to say a positive word. But the things that get me is it lets me know a lot of people don't have a lot of things going on in their lives because the comments are some of them are so nasty not only the negative comments, which is neither here nor there, it is also the fighting within the comments. Like, so you have comment person B versus comment person A saying that they're an idiot. They need to shut up. They need to have several seats. All these things. And I'm thinking to myself, so really? I mean, it makes me feel that this is kind of a alternate way in which people who have no power, who have no say, who have no, what's the word I'm looking for, influence,
spine,
gives them pseudo influence
exactly.
Over everybody, including celebrities,
yes.
including news outlets. Like they will comment on celebrities' pages, oh, you're fat. And the ones that do that, those are the ones that I sometimes click on their profile to see, who is this person? And quite often, these people are like blocking themselves, or they have no posts. Like you said, they're kind of hiding behind something to be able to spew this, this rhetoric that they have. So I really feel that's the underbelly that I personally find disgusting.
It really changed my view of American society. Not saying that everybody is nasty and everybody is horrible, but the number of people that are nasty and horrible was something that I did not really realize before we had social media. I thought for the most part, people are pretty good and good always outclasses evil no matter how you slice it. Now I think the number of nasty people, I don't think it's grown. Maybe it has, but it certainly is now in my face. And so I stay away from social media for that reason, and I try not to read the comments. But
I don't read the comment section. But I'm gonna say I don't know if the number of people have grown or nasty because I don't believe that's the case.
Well,
I just feel that people don't have outlets for their opinions or don't even have lives, that they're not involved in their own lives, so that they live through these social media posts as part of their lives. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think the social media fuels things. I think it throws gasoline on a fire. Usually people speak to their friends or their relatives or in the office, and they spout their opinions in conversation face to face. And that's part of giving one's opinion in a very outward type of honest way. This way it's totally different. People are, as you say, empowered by the fact that they're anonymous. And when that happens, apparently it brings out some nasty.
It does. But it also gives everybody wants to be somebody. Okay, let's put it this way. Everybody wants to be somebody, and a lot of people are not. Meaning a lot of people are anonymous. So social media platforms, they give the invisible visibility. Whether they're smart, stupid, in between, or whatever. They get educated, non-educated, doesn't matter. Short, fat, skinny, bald, doesn't matter. They give visibility to those who are invisible. And that's what happens. It highlights people who might not necessarily should should be highlighted.
Yeah.
But it gives them that voice, that face, that platform that they've never had before. And yes, it's coming to full circle. And that's something we need to filter and take in advance. And a lot of people don't read comments or turn the comments off. But it is something that will self-correct, I hope. But it's right now, it is the Wild West.
It is the Wild West. And like every good thing, there's something bad to be gotten out of it as well.
Always. And, yeah.
My word to the public is be cautious, look over your shoulder, and not just on social media, everywhere. It's a different world, and it's evolved, and you can't, I think it was you or somebody told me you can't put toothpaste back in a tube, and that's
it was me.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that. Because I use that all the time. Well, it could have been you. Actually,
could have been. I think it was you. It was you, and I agree with you. I'm not gonna take your thing. But yes, I agree. my word is do not let it overtake your lives. Don't live for it. You know, it is a part of us, so you can't ignore it, but don't live for it. And definitely don't take it at face value. Don't take somebody's thoughts and opinions to make that affect your life in any way, shape possible when it comes to posting, when it comes to opinions. It's literally that, just an opinion. So don't let it be a force in your life. Don't let it run your life.
Yeah. Now, if only the president were hearing this, he'd probably...
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Probably,
because he is... He's the poster child for the nasty use of this
He is the poster child.
I'll tell you, and in many of his tweets and in many of his speeches, he says, I heard from somebody that this is, and I said, well, you heard from somebody, you're the president. You don't lead a country by I heard from somebody. This is like, I actually laugh at it. It's crazy. And that's what social media is. I heard from somebody, therefore it must be true. So it gets very, very difficult. Well, this has been exhilarating, I will say.
It has been, yeah.
Yes. And are you drinking coffee or tea today?
Well, you know, I've given up coffee a while back, so I'm just drinking. I know, right? I'm so good. It's scary. Yeah, it must be that, you know, that post on social media. Yeah. No, I am drinking, I'm drinking green tea. Green pomegranate tea today. And I was wondering, should I like do some work today? And I'm thinking most everybody's off today based on my coffee. I'm doing a coffee barometer here, and based on the fact that nobody's in the coffee shop and the streets seem to be, you know, not typically empty right now, they're a little bit sparse, so I'm figuring most people are either off or pretending to be off.
Well, they're probably very cold.
Or very cold.
Very cold. Well, she's Alicia Carey. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk again next week. Who knows about what? We don't even know.
We don't even know. No.